We're visiting today with Stephen Reinert. He's the Marketing and Consumer Relations Coordinator for the Sight and Sound Theater. And we're so excited because we get to talk about Jesus today, don't we, Stephen?
We do.
So this is kind of an exciting thing. For those that have never been to Branson or the Sight and Sound Theater, kind of tell us a little bit about how all this got started and what folks can expect when they go to one of these amazing shows.
Sight and Sound started with a family years ago in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and they built a theater in Branson, Missouri in 2008. And so now Sight and Sound is a place that just takes timeless stories of the Bible and brings them to life in just a spectacular theater experience.
I feel like people, like there's no bad seat because the whole production is kind of taking place around you, right?
Correct. There's a panoramic 300-foot wraparound stage, 2,000-plus seats, three-story tall set. So if you're close, you get a really great like detail that you get from their faces. And if you're far enough back, you get a really great bird's eye view of the show. It's really a wonderful theater, the way that it's set up.
A few years ago, we had the opportunity to see Samson, and it was so life-changing because it really just brings the story to life. And I would imagine that Jesus is even more spectacular.
I was actually working at the theater as well when Samson came on, and I loved that show with the story of grace, how that came out. This one's probably my favorite one that we've ever done. I mean, it's the story of Jesus. It's just such a familiar story told in such an unexpected way. You get to see not just Jesus, but how he interacted with the everyday people that walked alongside him here on earth. It's a wonderful, wonderful show.
Does it go throughout his whole life, or are there just like pieces of it?
All of his life is talked about in the show, if not necessarily shown, just because there's so much. It's not even necessarily like a chronological showing of what he's done. It really is focused on what he did and what his ministry impacted while he was here on earth. So like the disciples, how he helped with them with Nicodemus. My favorite story is when he went to Gadarenes and he takes the demons out of the man into the pigs and casts them into the pigs. It's such a beautiful scene how he sees you through all of the muck and all of the grossness that we are. He sees us and takes us out of that. It's a beautiful scene.
One of the coolest things that you guys do is there's actual live animals in the show.
There are live animals. We have about 50 people in the cast, as well as live animals that go in the aisles and on the stage. We have camels and dogs and pigs and horses. It's like a barn.
Stephen, how do you get them to act right? Like, how do you get the animals to always behave?
We have trainers that help take care of them as well as train them. It's just such a fun experience because we call it not your average workplace. Because just the other day I was walking out to go home and there was a camel just walking on the sidewalk.
Well, another great thing about this show is it's really for all ages. You know, when we went to see Samson, my girls were 4 at the time and they still remember every bit of that show because that's what kind of impact these shows have.
It truly is. Sight and Sound is for kids of all ages from 2 to 92. It's just relatable no matter what your background or your previous experience with the Bible. It is one. I was just thinking about it today, how somebody could come with their grandparents and still enjoy it, or with their small children and still love the show and have a great experience.
Now, how long will the production of Jesus be running?
Jesus will be running until October 8th of this year.
And then what's up next?
We have Miracle of Christmas from November 5th through December 31st of this year. So that's our Christmas show. And then next year we'll be beginning Queen Esther in 2023 from March 11th through December 30th.
Oh, wow. So I know a lot of folks that are in our listening area always take a trip up to Branson with their grandkids and their families because it's such a great family town and you're always looking for fun things to do. So if people would like to go and see the show of Jesus, as you mentioned, it's going to be going throughout October. But how do people go about like getting tickets and checking out the event?
The best way to get tickets is go to our website, www.sight-sound.com. You'll be able to find all of the things that you need there. From our tickets all the way to our merchandise.
And not a bad seat in the house, right?
That is so true. So anywhere you go, if you have more questions on seating, you can call us. Our phone number is found on that website. And they our customer service representatives are happy to walk through that with you to get you some seats that you're looking for.
So for our listeners, if any of you actually want to go and see Jesus, literally go and see him. This is how you do it, right, Stephen?
It is. It's a great, great experience. And not only do you get to experience the show of Jesus, you really get to experience Jesus in such a spiritual and wonderful way while you're there. I love being in the lobby when people are walking out and they're like, they just feel so light and lifted. And it's a beautiful thing to experience.
Especially in today's day and age when we hear a lot of negativity and we're kind of going through a drought and it's hot. It's nice to know that we can go and watch this and actually feel Jesus with us.
Exactly.
Well, Stephen, I'm looking forward to a great show. So once again, the website is sight-sound.com. And correct. You can basically look up everything you want to there, correct?
Yes, it's got all about our history there if you wanted to learn more there. And you can get all of your tickets for any of our shows that are being sold right now.
And can you go ahead and buy tickets for like later productions after Jesus?
You can. Our tickets for Queen Esther are available for purchase now. We usually announce what's coming about a year ahead. So you may hear about that soon. Or at the beginning of next year, you'd be hearing about that, what is coming in 2024. And then our tickets would be available then.
And for those of you that have not visited Branson in Christmas, it's so much fun. The whole town basically changes and there's so many fun things to do with your family. So the Christmas show would be another great, great opportunity.
It is. There's Christmas trees everywhere.
Absolutely.
All over Branson.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for visiting with us. We're excited to see you. Jesus.
You are so welcome. It has been such a pleasure to speak with you.